And now, for the very first time in American broadcasting, music composed by Ludwig van Beethoven in 1792, then lost to the ages and recorded for the first time ever this month. A section from some 7 minutes of a Beethoven oboe concerto performed and recorded by the Rotterdam Chamber Orchestra, the score reconstructed by musicologist Jos van der Zanden. He joins us from the studios of Radio Nederland. Hello.
Good morning.
I think this is very exciting. It's like finding a Rembrandt in your attic. Bits and pieces of the oboe concerto were found over the years. What did you have to do for us to be able to hear it?
Well, these sketches have survived only in a skeleton form. So only the melodic phrases of the piece, not the harmonies, not the orchestration, not the accompaniment. And that was our task.
Uh-huh. And you tried, I bet, to make it accurate to its day. I mean, he wrote this in 1792, so you had to reconstruct it for an 18th century orchestra.
Yeah, that's true. Beethoven was very young when he composed this piece. He was in his early 20s. He was still living in Bonn and in his birthplace. And shortly afterwards, he moved to Vienna to take lessons from Haydn. He took this concerto, which was finished. It was a three-part concerto. He took it with him to Vienna. And when he was in Vienna under Haydn, he decided to rework it and make a new slow movement. So it's a piece of the very young Beethoven, who is not the composer of the major masterpieces we now all admire. It is a composer which still takes lessons and has to get acquainted with things you have to learn at school.
Harmony, theory. Yeah.
Counterpoint, that kind of things.
Let's listen again and see if we think it sounds like the work of a student. You know, listening to that oboe, it's such a beleaguered instrument. It is one of the earliest woodwinds in the orchestra, and people make fun of it all the time. In fact, they make jokes. Let me tell you one. What's the difference between an oboe and an onion?
I wouldn't know.
When you chop up an onion, you cry.
Yes, that's very nice. Yeah.
But it's very mean.
Now, yes, of course.
Did Beethoven have any particular affection for the oboe?
Well, not really. He never tried his hand at an oboe concerto later, because in the 18th century there were written hundreds of these concertos. Every composer wrote a number of them, but after about 1800 it was not as popular as before. I don't know for what reason. It has to do with virtuosos touring around Europe or something. Mm-hmm. But it was the end of an era.
Now, you and a partner have put together this second movement of Beethoven's oboe concerto. Where are the first and the third movements?
They vanished. The concerto was at some time complete. After Beethoven died, the concerto was seen at a publishing house, Diabelli, in Vienna, in the 1840s. And after that, it suddenly vanished. Nobody knows what happened with it. And the only thing that is left now are these sketches for the slow movement.
I find this such a charming sound, a little bashful maybe. Do you hear any traces of what will become Beethoven, the great composer of the symphony?
Well, just glimpses. It's a rather reflective, quiet music, very fragile music. Mm-hmm. And there are some pieces of the late Beethoven that sound similar. But the overall impression is that it is rather Mozartian in the way Mozart and Haydn composed.
Can you guide our ear to a part in these 7 minutes where you hear what will become Beethoven with a capital B?
Well, the little cadenza at the end of the piece, it's very expressive. And you don't know what will come in these notes. It's always a surprise, and that's exactly what Beethoven in his later works did.
From the ending of a long-lost section of an oboe concerto written by Ludwig van Beethoven when he was just 22, reconstructed by musicologists Jos van der Zanden and Case Neuenhausen, the oboist Alexei Ogrinchuk. Our thanks to Jos van der Zanden, who spoke to us from the studios of Radio Nederland. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Mr. Simon will be back next Saturday. I'm Susan Stamberg.